Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my...
Welcome to another episode of Footprints in Time, a podcast about people and their normal lives. Today's special guest is Lori Eith, who is a mathematics and business teacher at Cecina Memorial High School in Indianapolis on the east side. She's going to talk to us a little bit about a program that she's been involved with over the last year, and so I'm going to turn it over to her right now. So Lori, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Kevin, so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and to share with you a little bit of about this program. So like Kevin said, I'm a math teacher, algebra specifically, but in the last couple years I started teaching business, which I absolutely love. I was a marketing major from Ball State University, then I got my master's from the College of St. Mary's, and when I started teaching at Cecina, this is my fourth year, they last year asked me to start teaching business classes. My assistant principal came to me last year and asked me if I would be interested in participating in this program, and it's called TIE-IN, Teacher Industry Experiences in Indiana. And so I said, yeah, anything that I can do to learn more about different businesses in the Indianapolis state of Indiana so that I can help my students. And what the whole program is for us to make connections to people in the industry so that our students can have opportunities to do internships, to job shadow, have them come in as guest speakers. So this is a part of CIESC, Central Indiana Education Services Center, under Keep Indiana Learning. So each teacher or guidance counselor or principal, assistant principal that participated in this program was to go on to four different locations to visit the different businesses. So I went to Visit Indy, I went to the NCAA headquarters, I went to CSO Architect Interior Design, and just recently went to Indiana Fever. I enjoyed each of them so much because each one was so different. I really wanted to pick out specific ones that I thought my students would be interested in, to look at internships, to look at different job possibilities. So the first one I went to was Visit Indy, and it was just phenomenal. All the different people that were there and that are part of just making the city, Indianapolis, so exciting and what it is today. From, you can go and be involved in tourism there, you could do a job shadow, you can do internships, you could do hospitality and tourism industry, you can be a part of different restaurants that work together with Visit Indy. They are also working in conjunction with the convention center, so all the different conventions that come here. And little did we know, Indianapolis is really like probably one of the top four cities to have conventions here in Indianapolis because we are in the Midwest. It's easy to fly into, fly out of. We have a lot of hotels and restaurants right downtown, so it makes it very marketable for people to have their conventions here.
A lot of that started with the Super Bowl, I think. I mean, I think shortly after we hosted the Super Bowl and got so many compliments, building of hotels and things really kicked into gear. So I assume this organization was around at that time and probably coordinated with the Super Bowl committee to get all the things done that they did.
They did, yes. They've been around for at least 20 years. And so when I went to visit Indy, they had four different panels. And in the different panels, they brought in different people that work in different departments at Visit Indy. You know, from people that work in the facilities to setting the tables up and tablecloths and napkins for different dinners to making the hotel reservations to, you know, making sure that when people come to visit our city that they feel warm and welcome. And so there were a lot of potential of many different job opportunities for students. And we're going to actually bring some of those in to the classroom to give the students even a more hands-on experience. And hopefully next spring we'll be doing a job fair and having Visit Indy and employ Indy come to Cecina along with other businesses to just help our students, for those who may be going to college or may not be going to college and going right into the workforce, so that we can help facilitate that. The next one I was lucky to go to was the NCAA headquarters. And little did we know, it's right here in Indianapolis, and it's just huge. A lot of my students at Cecina are interested in sports, you know, from football, basketball, baseball, volleyball. And so a lot of them would like to pursue that once they get out of high school, whether they're going to go on to college or not. So a lot of people that work for the NCAA went into sports management. So they too have an internship program that you can go and be a part of that. You can also job shadow. They too want to come to Cecina as a guest speaker, want to come and be a part of our job fair to help introduce students to the many different assets of the NCAA. So they also had a lot of guest speakers come and talk to us, you know, from marketing to management to recruiting. So what a great opportunity for somebody who's really interested in any part of the sports field.
And some of that started when we went and stole the Colts from Baltimore, and that suddenly made Indianapolis something more than India no place. We started having some sporting events here, and we've also had a long history with the amateur sports, so that it made sense to go and woo the NCAA away from Kansas City and get them to come here. So yeah.
Well, when you think about it, you know, now we have professional football and basketball, and now the women's basketball and the Indianapolis 500. I mean, Indiana is really known, and you know, you see it everywhere. We are huge basketball and football, so it's exciting to be a part of it. So another one that I went to was CSO, which is an architecture firm here in Indianapolis. It's a really big firm, and it was really cool to see their office and all the different programs that they have and all the many people that work there and all the different things that they have been a part of building here in Indianapolis, from different hospitals to airports to the Palladium, the JW Marriott, part of IU Health Hospital that they're building right now, which they tell me is going to be the largest in the country, over $3.4 billion. And it'll take about another 3 to 4 years that they have left to continue working on it. So that's a huge thing for our IU health system here. So people that are interested in architects, computers, you know, interior design, HVAC, electricians, and so, you know, going to a trade school for any of that. So gave them a great opportunity. So they too want to connect with Cecina, want to help our students who are interested in any of those many different fields. They really focus on education, and so it's a great opportunity.
So how did you choose them? The first two choices I kind of make sense. They're, you know, they're very well-known organizations here. CSO is just one of many companies, and admittedly, it's a big one and a well-known and has a great reputation. But how did you decide, oh, I want to go visit an architectural firm? What was there anything motivated you?
Well, I have a lot of students who want to go into being electricians, and they want to go into engineering, and they want to go into HVAC. And so when I was talking to people at the company who are setting up all these different organizations, I thought this was really good because it was really different from the athletics, you know, from visiting Indy. So I was trying to hit as many different fields that I possibly could to have a nice wide selection for my students. And I knew a lot of them were interested in some of these different fields.
Okay.
And then the last one that I just went to not too long ago was the Indiana Fever.
Ah, we're back to sports again.
I know. And so, but this one, we got to go and take a tour of behind the scenes And that was really cool to go and see how Gainbridge Field House runs, you know, and all the many different areas that take it to run. So it's not just Indiana Fever, but it's the Pacers. It's all the concerts that are there, all the, you know, different venues that they have there. It's unbelievable. So they took us behind the scenes, and then they took us into where they do all the recordings there. And then they took us to the different sports teams that are available there and how it worked. And so, and the nice thing was about that we got to go and then sit in the suites and watch a game. And so I really enjoyed all of the aspects of that. So,
This was an appropriate year to choose the Indiana Fever women's basketball, because it's women's basketball has been slowly growing in popularity, and this year it had a big bump because of the Indiana Fever, who chose Caitlin Clark to come play for them. And so good choice on that. That whole industry is growing very quickly right now, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for students to go work, I imagine, for the WNBA here over the next few years.
Right, and I have a lot of girls who love to play, are in sports, whether it's basketball or volleyball, and I thought it was just another great opportunity for them to get into one of these different fields. And, you know, we were just talking about this the other day, you know, the Indianapolis Colts winning yesterday, and, you know, Jim Irsay's daughters who are running the company now, and so it's just, so you see more and more women that are running teams and being involved in sports of all different areas. And so, I wanted to come and share this information and to open up, make connections for my students for these different areas, and there's a lot of them, to give them opportunities to look at different possible different careers.
Well, let's do a sales pitch. If a company is listening to this podcast and they're local or semi-local, and they say, oh, we would like to help out Cecina High School and the kids, what do they do to get involved with the kids?
They can contact myself or our counselor at Cecina, Mr. Hadley, Doug Hadley, and we are always looking to work together to make that possible for our students at Cecina. You know, we have over 450 students at Cecina, and I know companies are looking for people to do internships with or to volunteer. Last year we had the Indianapolis 500 come and talk to us about their different programs that they had. We had IU Health from Human Resources. They came to Cecina. We also had a speaker from Charles Schwab that came and talked to us all about investing and trading. And then actually tomorrow somebody's coming. It's an entrepreneurship. They are going to Zoom in with us and talk about building your own company, and it's called Unlocking Communities, where they do water filtration systems for people in Haiti. So if at all you have a company and you are interested in partnering with Cecina, just please get a hold of me. My email address is on the Cecina website. You can call Cecina.
And that Cecina website is?
www.cecina.org.
Spell Cecina just in case someone's not sure.
Right. Cecina.
Gotcha.
And I'm on there. My name is Lori, Lori. My last name is Eith, Eyth. So you can always email me, Eyth@cecina.org, or you can call and they know how to get a hold of me. I'd be more than happy to partner with any company that's willing to help our students, the next generation, into the many different fields that they have out there. You know, the world is their oyster.
Great. So, yeah. Anything else you want to share with us about this?
No, I just want to thank you for bringing me on your podcast so that I could share with you and share with everybody out there about the wonderful companies that are partnering with Cecina to help our students to make those connections so that they are able to get into different jobs and internships and things like that to go into fields that they're interested in.
Great. Well, we hopefully we'll have you on again at some point in the future with some new different aspects of teaching at Cecina Memorial High School. And this has been another episode of Footprints in Time, and we thank you for listening, and we'll see you the next time.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set